Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to part two, or part B, whichever you choose, of the standing between the living and the dead memorial, prayer, devotional, evangelistic service. Actually, this service, along with the briefing that we're going to do after the service, all of it is an extension of the Just Jesus evangelistic campaign, believe it or not. In both, we continue to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I was led of the Lord to move in a different direction. And I didn't understand it all in the beginning. But God told me to do it, and I did it. And I'm so glad I did. It has helped a lot of people. And we give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. And we want to continue this by the grace of God in part A, or part one, of the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service. God led me to dedicate that to scripture reading and other devotional materials based upon the Word of God. And God has tremendously blessed it. And we thank the Lord for the many people who participate in that, some live and many online, on demand. And we thank God for everybody all over the world, by the way, all over the world. And I'm just amazed at the statistics. Believe it or not, one of our biggest countries is Russia. Another one is down in South America. I forget the name of the country. Starts with an H, I think. Brazil, all across Africa, even in China, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, of course, Philippines, all around the world. And so we thank God for that. In keeping with our emphasis on prayer and reading the Bible and having devotions in the family, having what they used to call family altar, where everybody goes to the family altar for prayer and the reading of the Bible, and personal devotions. If you're single, you need to pray and read the Bible as well. But I would encourage you to do it with somebody. And if you can't find anybody, then join us, and we will count you as a honorary member of the White House family. Just join in with us live, preferably, and read along with us and pray with us, or on demand whenever you can. But get the Word of God in you, pray, and meditate on the Word of God. Otherwise, quite frankly, you will not make it. You just will not make it. Not through this, without God and without Jesus. You're not. One unknown poet wrote, "We mutter, we sputter, we fume and we spurt, we mumble and grumble, our feelings get hurt. We can't understand things. Our vision grows dim when all that we need is a moment with Him." And that's a beautiful, cute poem, but the point of the poem is absolutely true. Make no mistake about it. Let's pray for all families that name the name of Christ and all families that don't know Christ. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the healing of all families that name the name of Christ. Lord, help them to pray together, help them to obey together, help them to stay together. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation and your Holy Ghost working on people who don't know your Savior and not letting them go until they repent and trust Christ as Savior. Forgive us of our sins in the church of disobeying your great commandment. We don't love the people as we should, and disobeying your great commission, therefore we don't witness to the people as we should, and we know that we're guilty in your sight. Help us all to be honest. We thank you for those who have stayed faithful, but so many of us have not, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us all of our sins. And we pray as we obey this command that you gave us to pray for laborers to enter into the whited harvest fields, to reap the whited harvest fields, those that are ready to be saved. And Lord, to open up great doors for that, draw the people as you see fit to go out into the fields and reap the harvest for your glory, praise, and honor. If you can use us, please use us. But if you can't, please use somebody. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Join me, my beloved, in reciting or reading the Apostles' Creed, the New Apostles' Creed. If you don't believe the Apostles' Creed, don't say it. If you're not a born-again Christian, don't say it. If you want to be a born-again Christian, believe in Christ right now. That's what he told you to do. And then you can read it with us. But concentrate on what you're reading, because if you truly read this deeply and understand it, it will change your mind and it will change you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Again, don't say this if you don't mean it. The Maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 in the family verses. Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6 I call the family verses. God led me because our family is so bad, if you will, especially my wife. And God led me to read the family verses, Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, each and every day in our family devotions. Maybe you don't, your family is not that bad, and you don't need to do that. But I would imagine most of your families out there, most of you need to do it. And everybody needs to be reminded of what God wants them to do in the family, in the family body. And this unique passage of Scripture deals with everybody in the family, every position in the family, individually, specifically. God tells us what we ought to do. Husbands and wives, fathers and mothers and children. So take advantage of it. You make sure you do your part, and then you read it with your family, and so that they can at least know their part. Whether they do it or not, they will know better, and they should do better, because otherwise they will answer to God if they don't. So today we're reading only one verse in the family verses that deals with the husband and the wife. And this week we're trying our best, I'm trying my best, to just read the passage and move on. Next week we're going to do something a little bit differently. Verse 33, chapter 5, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. That is not a suggestion, that is a commandment, even as himself. And the wife, see that she reverence her husband. This is not a suggestion, this is a commandment as well. And the wife, see that she reverence, respects, fears, obeys her husband, reverences her husband. Everybody in the family must do their part if you want a God-blessed family. Join me in prayer based upon 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray, Lord, that you'll help us who claim to believe in you to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, to repent for real, and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for everybody in the government, however they got there. We pray, Lord, for the president on down. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection and provision, and all other blessings, Lord, upon everybody in the government, particularly if they're willing to trust in you, confess their sins and repent, for they're no different than anybody else. They know, even if they're not saved, that you're not going to, their life is not going to go well without you. So open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls and change their lives. Crucify their flesh. Fill them with the power of your Holy Spirit. Cast the devil and the demons of hell out of these people's hearts and lives. Turn their hearts to do that which is pleasing in your sight and for the people. In President Trump's administration, in his cabinet, all senators, all representatives, U.S. representatives, U.S. senators, all governors, all state senators and state representatives and mayors, and all police chiefs, and all sheriffs and all who work under them. Comfort the family of the two young deputy sheriffs out there in California who were shot. Lord, we pray that the criminal would be found and duly punished. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, that you'll help the church to repent and help the government to repent and help the family to repent of our wicked, evil, and ungodly sins. And Holy Father God, we pray today for the salvation of all people who don't know you as Savior in this country, around the globe, and even in the media. And Holy Father God, we pray for the revival of true Christians in this country, around the globe, and in the media as well. And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for all other countries, all prime ministers, presidents, potentates, and premiers, and leaders. Lord, we pray that you will turn their wicked hearts to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For so many are hell-bent to do hellaciousness and then go to hell. Have your Holy Ghost to not give these people rest until they come to know your Savior, so that their thinking and their hearts can change. And Lord, lead, guide, and direct all of these leaders to do your will and to care about the people. And Holy Father God, we pray for all Christians who are being persecuted in this world. Comfort them as only you can. Deliver them, provide for them, protect them, and give them grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours. Let your will be done in all of our lives. Prepare us all for good days and bad days, celebrations and tragedies, weddings and funerals, life and death. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. And those of us who name the name of Christ, help us to pray without ceasing. We pray, Lord, now for all of the people who are sick with the coronavirus plague. If they know you as Savior, Lord Jesus, help them to call their pastors. Help them to pray over them, but help them to first confess their unconfessed sins. Help them to be transparent. And then, Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost and for the healing of the lost. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the thousands and yea millions of people who have lost loved ones, family members, and friends. Comfort them as only you can. Draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. Draw them to your Holy Scriptures for salvation and comfort today. For Lord, we have no words. All we can do is pray. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray. And we pray now, Lord, for a few of the people by name that have died and their families. Thank you, Lord, for our staff member here who has been faithful since we started this and finding these 10 people that we pray over. Symbolically, we pray over them specifically and for real, but also symbolically representing the millions of other family members. God help these people, for many of them are still stunned and shocked, because this is a death that those of us living today, we've never seen it before and never heard of it before. We've never seen anything like it. So many people's lives have been snuffed out, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ahead of time under normal circumstances. So Lord, help us to humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and repent and get back right with you and get back to you, our first love. And those of us, Lord, who have not been impacted yet, comfort these people, but those of us who have not been impacted, we thank you for that. And I'm sure that these who have been impacted are thankful that we have not been. So, Lord, we pray now by name for the family and friends of New Orleans coach Wayne Reese Sr. We pray for the family and friends of Michigan State Representative Isaac Robinson. We pray for the family and friends of Tennessee artist Dan Spector. We pray for the family and friends of New Jersey firefighter Israel Tolentino Jr. We pray for the family and friends of New York auto mechanic James Vallejo. We pray for the family and friends of New Jersey police officer Bernard Waldell Sr. We pray for the family and friends of New York bookkeeper Gerda Gobatsky. We pray for the family and friends of Illinois Christian nurse Patricia Friesen. And we pray for the family and friends of California father Gary Young. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of New York medical technician Alvin Simmons. And we pray for all other people who are hurting today beyond measure and feeling like the world does not care because nobody mentions these nearly 200,000, according to the false count, no doubt 500,000 people. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody recognizes their lives and what a tragedy that is. Very few do, at least. And so, Holy Father God, comfort them as only you can and be with them. And we pray for their salvation, for only you can get anybody through this. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray. Lord, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. And Holy Father God, we pray for Violet Devdas. Please keep their private school open and help her to be able to pay all of the debts, save all the Hindu students. Protect all of these people from the coronavirus plague. We pray for Marie. Please provide her and Dean with a warm, dry, and secure house to live in a safe place. Heal them of all ailments. We pray for Jumba. Bless his ministry. We pray for Eric. Please show him the meanings of the visions he is having. We pray for Shika, please provide him and his church with all the Bibles they need for new converts. We pray for Maricel. Bless her with a child according to your perfect time and will. We pray for Bruno. Please be with all your Christians who are being persecuted by the outside world, who are not denying their faith, for peace in the world and love among all men. Increase and renew our faith every day. And now, Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry, and all of the people who have rededicated their life through this ministry and the preaching of your holy word. Help these all, not only the few that we have listed that we're going to pray over by name, but the many who have gotten saved and come back to you through the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of your holy word. Help them to stand strong in the faith and to grow in the faith. We pray for Clem's, James, Tina, M, Vusi, Ponso, and Nick. And for those who have recommitted their lives, we pray for Derry, Katrina, Tim, Rose, Flo, Shay, and Doris. We commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, we rejoice in the Lord. This is a devotional reading, part one, from Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Deuteronomy 33, verse 29 says, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord." He who says that Christianity makes men miserable is himself an utter stranger to it. And that is so true. It were strange indeed if it made us wretched, for see to what a position it exalts us. It makes us sons of God. Suppose you that God will give all the happiness to his enemies and reserve all the mourning for his own family. Shall his foes have mirth and joy, and shall his home-born children inherit sorrow and wretchedness? Shall the sinner who has no part in Christ call himself rich in happiness? And shall we go mourning as if we were penniless beggars? No, we will rejoice in the Lord always and glory in our inheritance, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So true, so true. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for this great devotional time together. Thank you for what our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the privilege and the grace to pray for others. No doubt, probably the toughest thing we do, if we're honest. For Jesus Christ's sake, please hear and answer all of our prayers. And Lord, bless this time of this day in our hearts and lives for the remainder of this day, for the remainder of this week, and for the remainder of our lives. Help us to remember and to meditate on the things we've heard today. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray for those of us who name the name of Christ, and we pray now for the salvation of those who don't know you as Savior. Have your Holy Ghost to fall and to move and to convict in the hearts and lives of people who have not trusted you, Lord Jesus, have not believed in you as their Savior yet. Open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, now if you are with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in him today for your soul's salvation from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin, which is eternal hell. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes every preacher in the world. That includes me, and that includes you. We all have sinned against God. We all have broken his Ten Commandments. Have you ever lied before? Are you living a lie right now? Have you ever stolen anything before, regardless of the value? Have you ever taken anything without permission that does not belong to you? Have you ever lusted in your heart towards anybody or anything? Have you ever disrespected or had a bad attitude towards your parents? Have you ever taken God's name in vain? We all, I tell you from the Word of God, we all have fallen short of God's holy standard. We have broken God's law. And so therefore we are guilty. And that leads me to my second point. Dear friend, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment always for sin. For the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. Our bodies go to a grave because of sin. We're all going to check out of here because of sin, no matter what the great scientists do today to try to keep us alive. We're all going to die. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And so our bodies go to a grave, but our soul goes to that awful place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Right now, as I speak, if you have never trusted Christ as Savior, if you have never believed in Christ, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than all of the prophets, apostles, preachers, and writers in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because a whole lot of people are going to hell, and he came to die for their sins in hopes that they would trust in him for their salvation. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Everlasting fire. At another point, Jesus Christ was preaching on hell, and he described hell as a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. At another time, he said, hell is a place where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Do you know him today? As your Savior. So, dear friend, hell is bad news. Sin is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said, yes, the same Jesus Christ who preached hell was hot and heaven is sweet, and Jesus saves. He said these words in John 3:16. The same Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All you have to do, dear friend, pardon me. All you have to do, dear friend, is believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven, to be with God and with Jesus Christ and with the angels and with the people of God. So, dear friend, believe in your heart in Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to save your soul. Don't trust in anything else or anybody else, family, friend, or foe. Put your trust and your belief firmly on Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world, including yours. Just believe on him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shall be saved. And so, dear friend, if you're willing to believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, I'm willing to pray with you the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray together, believing in your heart in Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. Thank you for sacrificing your life and dying on the cross for all of my sins. Lord, I don't understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. For Lord Jesus Christ, I believe with you with all of my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent. And Holy Father God, help me to live the new life, Lord Jesus. For I do believe in you, and I do trust in you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my spirit to save my soul from the hell that I deserve. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead on the third day, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter through the door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. Until next time, my beloved, now let me just tell you this first. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.